Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Friday morning. We made it to the end of the work week. It is 7:12 on this March the 20th day of March, obviously, the first day of spring. 64 degrees. We'll reach a high of 83 today. But like a typical spring weekend, it's going to be hot and then cold and then rainy. So we're all in it together and you know, we're just going to make it through the weekend as best that we can. This is Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer is here as well. And when we talk about the coronavirus and how it's impacting every point in our life, of course, it impacts the banking business.
Oh, yeah.
We have Janet Hajar joining us. She's the Vice President of Marketing for Family Trust Federal Credit Union. And Janet, like a lot of businesses in our community, you guys are also making some changes of how we all bank with Family Trust.
Yes, thank you for having me on this morning. I certainly appreciate it. Yes, so we sent out a message to members on Wednesday that yesterday we began transitioning our branch operations to where they're drive-through only. That is because we want to mitigate the risk of people getting infected. Currently, nobody in our office or any of our employees are infected with the virus, but we want to ensure the safety and health of our members and our employees. So we restricted branch visits to drive-through only.
Does that impact jobs within Family Trust? Has anybody had to, you know, just take a leave of absence or use some paid time off? Or, you know, because if people aren't coming into the branch, how does that work?
Yeah. So what we've initiated our business continuity plan. And so we have shifted employees. We have a lot of employees that are working from home. We've made sure that we are practicing social distancing with our employees that have to be in the office. You have certain employees that can't perform their work at home. So we ensure that they're at least 6 feet apart. So they maybe have moved offices or moved buildings even. A lot of our branch staff that were at the branches, we have in place, but they're standing very far apart, and we've got the drive-thrus open, so they are working those drive-thrus. Normally, we may only have one drive-thru line open. Well, now we're opening all the drive-thrus at the branches. So if there's three lanes, we have three lanes open. If we have four lanes, there's four lanes open.
So what happens if folks come to Family Trust besides making a deposit or withdrawal, but they have a banking-related question? Do they also come through the drive-through and do some of their business that way through the teller and the intercom system?
They can do that, okay. But we highly encourage people to use our online digital channels, as well as they can call in our 367-4100 number. Through digital banking, they can ask a question through secure chat messaging, so the question goes directly to our member support. So they can do that, as well as they can find a lot of the answers to their questions by accessing the mobile app or digital banking.
Are you seeing an uptick in calls or traffic on that particular channel? I mean, people get nervous when they see the stock market take a plunge like it has. What are you seeing at a branch level?
At a branch level, we've had a couple of questions come in about money, but we are federally insured by the NCUA, so every member that has money with us, their money is safe. It's they're up to $250,000, and then Family Trust matches that with additional excess share insurance of an additional $250,000. So money is safe. There's no need to go. I know you hear a lot of people panic. Let me go get all my money out.
Bear it's in
not
the backyard.
Going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we heard a lot of that after 9/11, certainly. Right. And we still certainly have the markets have rebounded from that. And so, again, this is just a new normal for now. Mm-hmm. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It might be hard to see it right now. But, of course, we will resume back to our normal lives. Janet Hajar is the Vice President of Marketing for Family Trust Federal Credit Union. Janet, when dealing with money, you all obviously deal with a lot of paper money, even though we're still a credit card-based society now. Mm-hmm. Most people think that everything is on that little card. But when you do have to deal with paper money and change, they're dirty. I mean, mm-hmm. right? You have to constantly wash your hands. In fact, we shared on Palmetto Mornings 9 things that you immediately need to do once touching these items. Money was on that list. Talk a bit about that, how you guys are practicing some of those measures and what you all are doing at Family Trust that we might be doing in our own homes.
Mm-hmm. They say laundry money. What is that?
That's so true. I don't think they're talking about
we don't need to introduce that into our conversation. Yeah. Right. Spraying it maybe down with some Lysol.
Right. That's a good question. So we practice the CDC recommended guidelines. And if you think about it, money is dirty, even on a clean day.
Yeah.
Even if this wasn't going around, money is still dirty. So with that, we encourage members, if they can use another form of payment, a credit card, for example, or write checks if they're, really want to go the old-fashioned route, we encourage them to do that to minimize the use of cash during this time. But we have methods in place, and because of the financial institution, I can't exactly say what those methods are.
Right.
But there are methods in place that we do try to minimize the way the money is interchanged, cash is interchanged. But we can only recommend that you follow CDC guidelines. We wash our hands, and members and employees wash their hands, use hand sanitizer as much as possible when handling money.
Also, we're seeing numbers of job loss because of industries and servers and restaurants, and yet mortgage doesn't go away. What can we do? What can listeners do if there's a fear that there's just not going to be enough money to cover some of the outstanding payments, whether on a car loan or whether on your mortgage? Is there a little bit of flexibility? Is Family Trust working with those members?
Yes. We know that everybody, or the high majority of people in this in the county, will be affected by this. So we do have some emergency relief measures in place for our members. And what they need to do, if they are financially affected by this epidemic, then they need to contact our member support center or call the 367-4100 and let them know the situation. And then we have emergency assistance loans available. We have measures in place where we can skip payments without fees, things of that nature to help members get back on their feet.
Family Trust has more than 46,000 members in York County. Certainly, like a lot of businesses, they are also taking precautions and preventative measures when it comes to COVID-19. Family Trust transitioning branch operations to drive-through, digital, and telephone channels. Awesome. Janet Hajar is Vice President of Marketing. Janet, thank you so much.
Thank you.